We are learning with Sefer Sivam, Daf Tzadik Tesamah Beis, and we are beginning the Mishnah, Daf Tzadik Tesamah Aleph. Isha, Shenis Arev, Vlodo, Bevlad, Kalosa. That means she married off a son, and her son has a wife, her daughter-in-law, and she and her daughter-in-law are pregnant at the same time, and they have a child, and the children get mixed up. So Isha, Shenis Arev, Vlodo, Bevlad, Kalosa. Her child and her daughter-in-law's child, which means her son's child, are mixed up. These children grew up, they were boys, and they married, and they died. So now, they each have other children. So Shaila is with Ibum. So Bnei HaKala, which means the grandchildren, which means the son's children, they have a brother who died, not sure who is their brother, so which one's the wife. So they're Chosel and Yavim. They do Chalitza, they can't do Ibum. Why? Because Shahu, this one that they were handling with, it's really two wives. One of them is their brother's wife, which led to even two. The other one is their uncle's wife, which is also to even two. Shusafik Eishes Achiv, Safik Eishes Achiyaviv. The wife of their father's brother, their aunt, is also to even two. People that can't do even do chalitza. But Bnei Azkena, the children of the mother, it's there. Either it's their brother's wife, or it's their Safik Eishes Achiv, or it's the Eishes Ben Achiv. It's their nephew's wife. And the nephew's wife is Mutter to do Yibum. Now Tosfos speaks out, Omer V'Yasham, Izak Tosfos, Zoyse Maris Mutter La'odim Lisa Eishes Ben Achiv. See from here, you let him marry your nephew's wife. So what's the Havmin in that? Because there really, it can make a problem with Yibum, because your brother can't do Yibum. If you marry your brother's daughter-in-law, so then if he dies, if this guy who married him dies, he cannot. His brother can't do Yibum. So maybe it's called Bittul Mitzvah Yibum. He's still allowed to marry your ben, the son of your nephew's wife. Akaponim. So that's the first case. Now what about the opposite case? It's the same case, but it got mixed up. But here, the Mesu HaKasherim, which means the Bnei HaZakena and the Bnei of the and the grandchildren, the boys who have Adayim, the boys who knew where they were, they got married and they died. And they felt even to the Sveikas. Meisvak Sherim and Tataruvois, Libnei Azkainam, Chosu Yavman. The wife of the grandchild, there, the Taruvois cannot do even, do Chalitza. Why? Shusafik Eshachiv, maybe it's their brother's wife, Eshachiv, maybe it's their father's brother's wife, because maybe it was the child of the mother. The Bnei Akala to the first generation, so there they could echachel zechem yavim. One does chalitza and the other one could do yibum. The other one could do yibum there, the taruvas, two taruvas, one taruvas gives chalitza and the other one does yibum now because now, meman of shach, you could do yibum to that one because either he's a nephew or he is actually a brother. So upon him, he could do chalitza and yibum. Vayta in the Mishnah, next cases have nothing to do with yibum. A new case. Kehenes shenes arav vlodo b'lad shuchasa. We have here a kohen who has a shifcha, owns a shifcha, and the kohen has, from his wife, has a child, and the vlad gets mixed up with the shifcha's vlad. Kehenes shenes arav vlodo b'lad shuchasa. Hare elu oichlin. The law is Hare Elu Oichlim B'Tshuma. The children can eat Tshuma because one's a Kayin and one's the Eved of a Kayin. So a Man of Shach, they can eat Tshuma. Either way, they can eat Tshuma. The Cholki Chelik Echa B'Gairin, and they get one Chelik in the Gairin, and we'll see in the Gemara what that means. The Einon Metamim L'Mesim. They can't be Metamim L'Mesim. Why? Because they're Safi Kayin. They're Safi Kayin. The Einon Noisim Nashim. Bing Sheres Mem Shulos. They can't get married. These vladas can't get married. Why? Because they can marry, these two vladas can marry a Israelis, a regular Israelis, because one of them is an Eved. An Eved is now a married Israelis. And they can marry a Shivcha, because one of them is a Kayan, is a Israel. So they can't marry a Shivcha. So they can't marry, can't get married. They get older, and they freed each other. One of them is the Eved, one of them is the master. They freed each other. So then, now, they're both free people, but we're not sure who's the Kohen, who's not. So noisim noshim ruah zakuna. They both have to get married to people who are royal zakuna. They can't marry a grusha or a chalutza. Ve'inu matamah meisim. They can't be matamah to meisim again because one of them is a kohen. Ve'im nitmu, but if they come tamah inside my abam, they don't get malchus because we can't prove which one's the kohen. Ve'inu yichlum v'chuma. They cannot eat chuma because we're not sure who's the kohen. Ve'im achlu. Now until now they would eat chuma because he was an eved, but now he's not an eved. He can't eat chuma. Ve'im achlu. Usually a zar eats chuma has to be karen v'chaimish. Here. He's maybe a kohen, so he doesn't have to pay karam v'chaimish. Now Tosfos speaks out that this Tosfos l'shitasa, that even if you don't have to pay, you have to be mafresh it, and it becomes truma, and you sell it to the kohen because he holds for kapara. You have to do that. You don't have to pay it, but you have to mafresh it, and then it turns into truma automatically, and you sell it to a kohen. They can go collect truma because one of them is not a kohen. And their own truma, they sell. They can hold on to the mamonis shaboy because it's a mitzvah mechavel oraya. Maybe I'll say I'm a kohen, but they can't eat it, so they sell it. But adam shlem, the money is theirs. Ve'ein cholkim mekatcha hamikdash. They don't get any chelik in the katcha hamikdash. For example, the every mishmar, the whole mishmar, they get the skins, the oires, the hides from the kachim, and they don't collect in that. Ve'ein noislam hem kachim. Ve'ein mitziyim shlem yadayim. So Rashi is two pshatim. We'll go with Rashi's second pshat in these words. Ve'in Islam kacha means you don't give them the bechor or a cherim. There's certain charamim that go to a kohen. It's like a hektish that goes to the kohen. Someone says cherim kohen alai, he gives it to the kahanim. What? Kacha mikdash has nothing to do with it. Kacha mikdash is karbonis in the base of mikdash. When someone brings the oila, the skin goes to the mishmar of the day. That's the thing. That's like bringing oila. This is halacha. That Bechar, when we have firstborn, it goes to the Kohen. Or Cherim means someone says, Cherim, field, this field is Cherim Alai, it goes to the Kohen. It goes to the Kohen. That's the two different halachas. So it says, Ve'ein Cholkim Kachem, English means the Eirais. Ve'ein Eislahem Kachem means you don't give them the Bechar and the Cherim. Ve'ein Metzian Shalahem Miyadayem means that their own Bechar, you don't take away from them. They keep their own Bechar and their own Haram. You don't take away from them because maybe they'll say, I'm a Kohen. Upaturim lezroyim lechayim akeva. The part from the matnas kuna of zroya lechayim and keva. Ubechayroy. What do you do? Like Rashi explains, we just said you don't give them bechar. What do you do with the own bechar? Ubechar. You don't give them bechar, and they don't have to give the own bechar. What do they do with the own bechar? Ubechayroy yeroya atchistav. Let a pasture until it gets a mum, because until it gets a mum, you can't eat it as a chulin. So it's a mum that you can eat it as chulin. And they also get the chumri kan v'chum yisraelim. We'll see what that means. It has to do with mincha. We'll see later on kuf amar alf what that means. Now the other pshat in Rashi of ein noislam kach ve'im etziyim means that you don't give them kach into your makariv, which is partial. They can't be makariv. Ve'im etziyim shlam yada means they have a right. Usually the mishmar gets the carbon of the day. They have a right to pick who they want to give the carbon to because they're like a kohen. That's all the pshat in Rashi. Doesn't like the pshat so much. So his answer malakaparim. For Daf Yomi, that's good enough. We have Rashi's Pshat, which he holds as the Ikka one. Zok to Gemara Vaita. In the Gemara, it says, it brings down the first part of the Mishnah, where we had the daughter, a couple, son was married, and they had a child together with their son, together with the daughter-in-law. They had a child together, they got mixed up. And it says that if the Taruvas got married and were handling with the Vadoyim are doing Yibum, or it's the other way around, where the Vadoyim died and the Taruvas doing Yibum. The funny thing is, it calls them Ksherim. Meisu HaKsherim. Afraid the Gemara, Lahanak Moshim, the ear of Lu Havala Psulim, because he got mixed up, they call Psulim. It's the wrong terminology. It should be the Ksherim, the Taruvas and the Vadoyim. What's the Ksherim? Papa, Ema, Meisu HaVadoyim. Tak, I have to change it. Not Ksherim, Meisu HaVadoyim. The difference is Taruvas and Vadoyim, not Ksherim.
What?
So you have to change the lashon, or it just means that. It's a good question. It's Gemara's exactly, it's precisely Gemara's question. No, that makes no sense. Gemara's answer is changing the girsa. Or it means either changing the girsa, then obviously you don't have a question. Or you're saying that's what it means. It means Ksherim. It means Vadoyim. That's what it means. Vnei Akala Echad Choylitz. So Vnei Akala, so it says over there that if the brother who was married to the Vnei Akala, there it says Echad Choylitz ve'Echad Miyavim, because there it's not a problem, because at worst it's a nephew. That's the halacha. So Akaponim, you first have to do Chalitza, and then you do Yibum. Dafka Michlet Tzvad Yibum. Avum Reish Loi, the Kabaga Avam Ashok. Because if you do Yibum first, yeah, it's maybe Avam Ashok. Because even though you're mutter in both, Saiv is Eishus Achiv, Saiv is Eishus Ben Achiv, you're mutter to them, you're right. But maybe this one is not Eishus Achiv, it's Eishus Ben Achiv, and then it needs Chalitza. She needs Chalitza. Therefore, you do Chalitza first, one of the Teruvahs do Chalitza, and the other one then could do Yibum. It says Kehenishinus Arif. So what's the halacha? We're talking about here that the child and the Shifcha's child got mixed up. It says they both can eat truma because either they're a kain or a eved of a kain to eat truma. Then it says v'cholkin chelek echad begayrin. What exactly does that mean? Zok to Gemara. Right to Gemara chelek echad pshita. So Tais learns the kash like this: that why should get two chalakim? Of course, only get one chelek. If the guy goes to collect his truma, of course, I get one chalakim. I should get two chalakim. That's the way Tais learns the kasha. Rash learns the question: chelik echasaka daitach. That each one get a chelik? How could that be? And not the word pshita. It's chelik echasaka daitach. So ema chelik keechad. They get one chelik together. So what's pshat? Tanan kamad yoma ein cholkim truma leeved elam ki rabbi ima. The halacha is. The Nar Mishnah holds that an Eved cannot go to the Goyrin to collect Chuma. So therefore, the only way this child can collect Chuma is both together. And they come together and you say like this. Here we're both here. One of us is a Kohen, one of us is Eved. So you have to give us Chuma. As the Kohen Shaboy, one of us is a Kohen. The Tain, look at the Braisa. That's really my Chloikis if an Eved can collect Chuma but a Goyrin. Tain, look at the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Eved cannot go collect truma unless his rabbi is with him. We'll see why in a second. Rabbi Yisuyem Yochol Shuyemar Im Koyani Tnuli Bishvil Atzmi Im Eved Koyani Tnuli Bishvil Rabbi. By a case of Suffolk, Rabbi Yehuda says one of them can go collect truma. He says Manavshach. If I'm a Koyan, give me because I'm a Koyan. If I'm an Eved, give me because my rabbi, my master. What's the Pshat Machlekes? In Rav Yehuda's makayim, if they saw a person collecting chuma, they assume he's a kayin. And they assume he's a kayin. And therefore, they say, oh, he's chuma, he must be a kayin. So therefore, if an Eved comes to collect chuma, and they give him chuma, they can think he's a kayin. He's really an Eved. Therefore, they don't give an Eved chuma. They were not ma'ilim a chuma yuchsin. Therefore, in his place, you could collect, an Eved can collect chuma. Tiny learned in a bride. So Amar Rav Loza Bar Tzadok. In all my days, I never said Eidus on Yichus, Ela Eidus Echad. One time I said Eidus, and I said Eidus that a certain person is collecting Chuma. And because of that, they were Maila, made an Eved into a Kayim. Break them a Hello Sakadaitach, such a mistake happened. Hashto behemto shet tzadikim and kosh baruch to call yodam, madach of behemah of tzadikim, like a Pinchas ben Yar. Hashem made sure there was no takala. The behemoth didn't eat any nat gemeiser, any tevel. So tzadikim atzmon lekolchke. You think tzadikim make a mistake? Elaim a big shulhas evelakuna api. They wanted to. I want to say this. They wanted to make it. The meiser turns out a mistake. What was the story? What happened? Chazor ba'aster Rabbi Yosi. He saw in the city of Rabbi Yosi giving out to eved was a person. He saw the person getting truma, and he said edus. But also ba'aster Rabbi Yosi. He said edus in the Rehuda's town. And the Rehuda's town, if they know about someone getting truma, they assume he's a kohen. So that's a mistake happened. Meiser didn't happen. But that's a mistake almost happened. But kabbanim the machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. If you mile him a chuma liyuchsin. Now Taisa speaks out, this is that the Gemara says it couldn't have been a mistake because Behemah Shal Tzadikim doesn't make a mistake. Taisa speaks out that all of the shas we see, it's only regarding being nichshal ba'achilas iser. Not that they don't make a mistake. We have a whole no Gemara with Eid Zoyimim, how a certain Tana killed the Eid Zoyim by mistake and he went crying on the caver. So you see, they could make mistakes. The what Hashem makes sure the tzaddik doesn't make a mistake is on Issa Achiluk. There it's a big bezoyin, and there it's a special mistake there. And there you don't have such a mistake. But Akapanim, so different Torah says not gairis this line. Akapanim, that's what comes up in Magamara. Tan Rabban Lutan Abraisa. Asara ein cholkin lehem chuma beis agronis. There are 10 different type of people who do not get, even though they're a kohen. Still, even though they come with Kayach Kayin or the Kayin himself, they don't collect Chuma Beis Agronis. Even though they can eat, some of them can eat or give their own family, they still can't collect. Ve'eluhein. Cheresh, Shoyta, the Katon, that come from family of Kahanim, they cannot collect Chuma Beis Agronis. We'll see why in a second. Tumtum Vajoyganis also can't. That's 5. Va'evet can't. We learned already why Evet can't, because Ma'alim Yuchsin. mile of them into a coin. Va'isha can't collect. We'll see in the Gemara why. So already have seven. Va'oral, someone whose brothers died, machmas mila, and how he's oral, he can't eat truma, even though he has a family, a wife and kids who eat truma, he cannot collect truma for them. Va'atame also can't collect truma. V'noise isha and again esloi. And someone's married to a grusha or chalutza, the halach is, he's not allowed to collect truma. Even though he still can eat truma, but he cannot collect truma. V'kula mishagrun lahem lebatayim. But all of them, you could send them home. Chutz v'tamei v'noise isha shen again esloi. Besides v'tamei, or someone's married to isha shen again esloi, there, at knas, we do not send it home to them at all. They can't even be sent home. By oro, we send it home to them, and they give it to the wife and kids. A wife, kids, and about them. Al kaponim, those are the 10. The 10 are, chayes have gotten their tumim to drain, this is 5. Ha'evet isha oro, tamim nasi isha oro, is 10. Zot the Gemara right there. Bishlam echeresh, shayt of a katan, lav ne deinin, therefore we can't give them chuma. So what's pshat? You don't serve them chuma, lav ne deinin. So Rashi says, the pshat is, because you lose the chuma to mechalak lahem, begayrin le'en koil. In front of everyone, you're giving chayes, shayt of a katan, chuma, it's a bazayin. But in the house, it's fine. Extend it to the house. That's what Rashi learns. The other Rishonim, Ben Chananel, says, Pshat is Dilma Matamula. They're not B'nai Deh. They may make a Tame. Or they give it to the Zarim. Therefore, you don't give it to them. So why send it home? Because they have Apotropis. And Chayr, Taisus is Mashiach that also. Taisus says like this. From Taima, Allah Mashiach and Chayr Shaita, Allah Yisroel B'Taira. They see that Taisus, the problem was Taira. Taisus answered, V'yashloim, V'yashloim Apotropis B'Otayim. They have Apotropis. They have at home, there's someone who takes care of everything for them. Al kaponim, cheres of the cotton is lavnei deininu. We have two pshatim, Rashi and Taisus. Tumt about joyges nami. Why don't you give them chuma beveisa garden? Bury them frei atzvininu because they're their own new bria, and that's also bazayin. They look mashuna. They're different. They're it doesn't mean here literally bury frei atzvin because you know a tumt is not called bury frei atzvin, but they're mashuna. They're different. Different is elusive the chuma to feed them chuma, in front of everyone. Even nami. Dilma osila suke chuma liyuchsin. We can't give an eved basic erim because people are going to say, oh, it's a guy's a kayan. Oral v'tame mishun v'isi. They're ma'us. Also, you don't want to give them chuma in front of everyone because they're ma'us. No isi shenishan agaris lo mishun knasa. That is because of a knas. There's a knas that there we don't give them chuma. Ela isha my time, but Isha, we don't know. Why can't you give Isha chuma? What's wrong with her? She's not miyus. She's not doing anything wrong. Why can't you give her? Why can't you feed her chuma? So we have machlokes, which we had mentioned the Gemara before. We had this before in Daf Pei Vav. My Isha, my time, loy. Pliga bar apap rav hunu b'ed Rav Yeshua. Chad omam shum grusha. One man the other says because maybe she's gonna get divorced, and when she's divorced, she's a zar now. She's not married to her husband, the kohen anymore. And people, if she always collected, she'll keep on going collect chuma. And people don't know the difference. Like, you know, she's a grusha. Therefore, the exera, no, you cannot give a isha chuma. Yichud. All the says, because of yichud, because if an isha goes collect in the basic rona, sometimes there'll be yichud. My benai, what's the difference, la halacha, between the two pshatim? Yikah benai, beidori the makar of the masa. If you have a deserted threshing house, that's close to the city, which means that everyone knows she's a grusha, but there's still a problem of yichud. So if it's a problem of yichud, you can't give it to her. But if it's a problem of grusha, then you could give it to her. There's no one there, it's deserted, but people know that she's a grusha. Inami, the opposite case, the merchak, it's far away, and no one knows that she's a grusha, but it's no yichud there. That'll be not afgimina. So it comes out, if it's in the city and it's a busy place, you should be able to give it to Isha, because everyone knows she's a grusha, and there's a lot of people there. That's what should come out, really, from the Gemara. That is a case where you can feed Isha, give Isha Chuma Vesa Koronis, if she has both milas. That's what would come out from this Gemara. Epis, the Gemara later on, there's a little kash on this, but that's what would come out from the Pasuk in this Gemara.